The problem was that through to the end of July, the front line in Normandy was nearly static. Then Bradley's First Army broke out at Saint-Lô, Patton's Third Army went over to Normandy, and the American ground forces overran proposed drop zones before the paratroopers could complete their plans and make the jump. On August 17th, Easy was alerted and briefed for a drop near Chartres to set up roadblocks to cut off supplies and reinforcements for the Germans in Normandy and to block their escape route. The company, along with the rest of the battalion, took buses to the marshalling area at Membury Airdrome outside Altborn. They were fed steak and eggs, fried chicken, white bread, milk, ice cream. They checked their weapons and equipment, went over their briefing, discussed their objective. The recruits were excited, tense, eager, nervous. The veterans were worried. "I hate to think of going again," Webster wrote in his diary. What worried him most of all was the thought of being killed in his chute as he came down, swinging helplessly in the air, or getting caught in a tree or on a telephone pole and being bayoneted or shot before he could free himself. He had acquired a .45 automatic pistol, but it was no match for a distant machine gun. He felt that if he could live through the jump, he could take the rest as it came. Talking to the subdued veterans around him at the airdrome, he noticed that the boys aren't as enthusiastic or anxious to get it over with as they were before Normandy. Nobody wants to fight anymore. Some hope was expressed that with Patton racing across France, the Allies on the offensive in Italy, the Red Army moving forward relentlessly on the Eastern Front, and the Wehrmacht high command in turmoil after the July 20th attempt on Hitler's life, Germany might collapse any day. Most of the men would have welcomed such a development, but not Webster, who wrote his parents, "I cannot understand why you hope for a quick end of the war. Unless we take the horror of battle to Germany itself, unless we fight in their villages, blowing up their houses, smashing open their wine cellars, killing some of their livestock for food, unless we litter their streets with horribly rotten German corpses, as was done in France, the Germans will prepare for war, unmindful of its horrors. Defeat must be brought into Germany itself, before this mess can come to a proper end. A quick victory now, a sudden collapse, will leave the countryside relatively intact, and the people thirsty for revenge.